Ladies and gentlemen, starfighter ace pilots and base building mechanics. My name is Jared, and with me today are Faith.
Hello.
Joy.
Hello.
And Hope.
Hello.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us here at our table. Today, we're taking a look at Star Realms Academy, my first deck building game, designed by Robert Dougherty and Darwin Castle. Artwork is not credited, and published by Wacky Wizard Games, which is the child line of Wise Wizard Games.
Star Realms Academy is a fast-paced deck-building game that drops you straight into the cockpit, designed to teach new and young players the thrill of Star Realms, while still packing plenty of strategy for veteran players. As you scour the market, looking for new ships, strong bases, and powerful combos, each player is looking to strip the other of all of its health and be crowned the victor. Quick to learn, lots of replayability, and no reading. The galaxy awaits its next conqueror. Let's discuss Star Realms Academy.
Meet you at the table.
All right, girls, how are we doing today?
Good.
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 Awesome. I want to start with a question.
What?
Okay.
Have you ever, before this game, experienced any kind of starship battling game?
Are you talking about experience like playing it or just seeing it?
Playing it.
Then no.
No. I've seen games like this, but I haven't played any.
So definitely a new experience for everybody, right?
Yeah. I've seen you guys playing a Star Wars game, but no, I've never actually played one.
Well, that's true. There, we've played lots of Star Wars in this house.
And I've never even seen you guys do it.
Oh, well. So it's a new experience, which is awesome. What was it like trying to shoot the other one to smithereens?
One game, it was very hard. For Hope to, because we were playing a game, it was very hard for her to defeat me because I kept getting cards with, it had these green health tokens where you get your health back. And so I just kept going down health, then up health. And she just kept going down health.
Ah.
Because I kept getting the good cards with all the health on it.
Okay, okay. Did you, Hope, did you like the concept of having starships battle it out?
Yeah.
Did it seem weird?
No.
No, you thought it was pretty natural, huh?
Yeah.
Faith, what about you, sweetie? Did it feel like a new experience? Did it feel weird because you're not used to more violent games?
No.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Because after playing Lorcana, I kind of got used to playing.
Oh,
violent games. So,
well, there you go. All it took was a little Disney magic to get you into the violence.
All it took was Lorcana.
Which is Disney.
Which is Disney, so.
There you go. Okay, so having that player versus player battle seemed pretty natural, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, I'm going to give a quick overview of how to play this game, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more, okay? So, turns are actually pretty simple in this game. First, I'll give you a quick overview of what we're trying to do. Both players have a certain number of health and a starting deck, like pretty much every deck builder. That being said, one of the really great things about this deck builder is that there are no words. So, there's symbology that is very simple to understand, and Hope, who's on the episode today, has not learned how to read yet, but still was able to play this game.
Because it doesn't have any words to read.
That's right, and the symbology is very easy to understand.
The base that I love is Blob World.
You do love Blob World, that's true. So, as we're about to get to, there are bases and there are ships in this game. There are three different factions that do different things, and you might find any number of them out in front of the board for either player to purchase on their turn. cards have a cost value, a faction type, a name, a primary ability, and a ally ability, which only triggers if you have another ship or base out in front of you that matches that particular faction. You can have a certain number of bases, which helps protect you, and as you go throughout the game, you're trying to destroy the other player. Your deck, to begin with, is going to have currency, and it is also going to have one Viper, which starts to attack the other team. Ultimately, you're trying to remove all of your opponent's health. Once you have done that, you have won the game. But there are ways to regain health. There's ways to get different cards into your deck. And you want to be careful not to bog down yourself too much to where you don't have a deck that works well together. Games go pretty quick. I would say we're in the roughly 20 to 30 minute range, unless you have a brand new player. You are allowed to hold on to coins from turn to turn, which is something that is new from the previous edition of Star Realms, which came out a decade ago. And there is not a way to trash cards like there is in a traditional deck builder. So it is a little bit simplified, but you still have the basics and strong mechanics of Star Realms in a very streamlined way. There are only three factions, and they each play differently. And then once you end your turn, you draw up to new cards, and then your opponent gets to play. Again, once one player has lost all their health, the game immediately ends, and the game is over. So with that, let's get back over to the table and discuss. All right, so I'm going to start with Hope, because I will admit, I'm not a huge fan of these quote-unquote my first games. I think they're a little too simplified a lot of times, and they don't really do a whole lot for kids to learn because they get so far simplified that you almost lose too much of the game itself. But I want to start with Hope because one of the things that intrigued me was the fact that this is a deck builder that requires no reading. So Hope, as a five-year-old, how easy was it for you to learn how to play this game?
Super easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you feel like by game one, you were able to kind of pick up on some of the basic rules?
Yes.
And did you like a certain part of the game better than other parts of the game?
Yes.
Which is what?
The bases.
What do you like about the bases?
That they give you shields and it doesn't actually give you damage.
Okay, so you like having the bases because it gives you some shields to work with, right?
Yeah.
Do you also like damaging your opponent?
Yeah.
Do you like to try and get a bunch of money, or do you like to try and get a bunch of power to be able to overwhelm your opponent?
I like to get money to buy stuff.
You like buying stuff? That makes sense. Yeah, I can get behind that. Okay, well, thank you, Hope.
One time, I was helping her play, and she, so she had gotten a bunch of different coins,
mm-hmm.
And then she drew three money, and she was already at like her limit for coins. So I was like, "You have to buy right now." So she had so many coins; she could buy like so much. She could also buy this really, really strong base. He had three health. Base can also only go up to three health, but it was this really strong base that went up to three health, and it attacked every turn. It attacked the other player three damage.
Whoa.
So, pretty cool base, but Joy still beat her because she got two bases out. But it was pretty cool to get that.
Yeah, bases are really cool because the cool thing about bases is they protect you and... Every time it's your turn, the base has a special ability that whenever it's your turn, you can that ability immediately happen.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
So like one base gave my opponent two damage for its ability.
And gave you a coin every turn.
Yeah.
Hopi. How did you like getting the different bases that cost a lot, but they give you a bunch of different stuff?
I love those kinds of bases.
And I have one question for you before we move on. D- did you like being on a team or did you like playing by yourself? Because I know that one game, you played by yourself for a bit, and then I came in, and then I came in a few minutes, and in a few of like maybe halfway or two thirds of the way through the game, and helped you out. So, do you like being on a team, or do you like being by yourself?
I like being by myself because then I can learn more.
That's a good answer, Hope. I wanted to ask you too, and then we'll pivot more over to Faith and Joy. Do you feel like you have been able to compete and get really close in your games, or do you feel like your sisters beat you pretty badly?
When round with Faith was on my team, I lost, but the rest, I won.
Really? You think you won all your games except for that one with Faith?
No.
You stinker.
But there was this really close game where Faith and me played. If I hadn't killed her that round because she had 4 health left and I had an entire row left, if I hadn't killed her that turn, she would have killed me the next turn.
That's pretty close.
We had super good cards. It was really close.
Yeah, and I know that Hope has won several games, and I really loved just sitting and watching you figure it out and really think about what you want to buy and how that's going to work with the other cards. So I've been very impressed so far with this game and the way that it works with younger children. So girls, I want to ask you, Faith and Joy. We'll start with Faith. Faith, do you have a favorite faction? I'm not remembering them right now, but there's yellow and green and blue. And they all do different things. And like the blue is like your Federation, and the green is like this alien one, and then your yellow ones are more starfighters. So do you have a favorite?
No, I don't. But if I had to choose one, I'd choose green because it's more of like your... Green's kind of like your alien fighting type. And my favorite type of green is the Mothership, which deals you 3 damage. So basically, one turn, I got 2 motherships, and then I got another green one. And I was like, Mom, if I play this, if I get both of my motherships and that green one together, I was going to totally blow up Joy because I had so much damage. Basically, how it happens is the mothership gives you 6 damage if you put them together.
Yeah.
And then it gives you an extra 4 more damage because you match the greens together.
I know. Isn't that so cool?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And I told Hope about the motherships, and she thought they were pretty cool too. Right, Hope?
Yeah. Bob World is awesome.
Good job.
Bob World is a base, right?
Yeah, and it syncs up with the motherships because when you have Blob World out and you're able to play your motherships, you're getting cards and you're dealing 9 damage.
Because Blob World gives you the 3, and then you get an extra 4 damage. From the mothership ability if you play them together with Blob World.
That's pretty
cool. And Blob World gives you an extra 2 damage and gives you an extra card. So,
right.
And hopes that you could probably give you another damage.
Which
so that'd
cool.
be a pretty crazy turn if you
That would be nuts. Joy, did you feel like you could tell the differences in the different factions as you were playing?
Yeah. So, like, blue was like, you get all your health back. You're staying up to full health.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And then yellow's like, I'm gonna kill the other person. Chow, chow. I'm getting all these bases to protect myself.
Yeah. And then green was kind of a little bit of a mix, right?
Yeah. And then green was like, there's these aliens that are so creepy. There's these aliens that are so funny. There's these aliens that are so powerful. It was like aliens that were mixing together with green, which is an old thing like the aliens.
Mm.
And then there are also aliens mixing with the other two.
That's true. Do you all like the artwork on these cards?
I think they did a pretty good job showing, I mean like in bases. Bases, they showed the base like pretty cool and you could actually tell they have a base out there.
And I like that they made the bases sideways instead of straight up and down like the other cards. So you can actually tell you have a base. And I feel like on the ships, you can actually... Whenever I play this game... Okay, let me say it this way. Whenever I play this game, I feel like I'm actually in that cockpit.
Nice.
And I feel like they do so good on the artwork. And I feel like they also do like the speed, and you like see the outside from like cameras and then your control room and different things. And I actually feel like I'm sitting in that cockpit. And sometimes when Joy's taking her turn, I feel like I'm actually sitting in that cockpit and feeling like, oh, this base is here, so it's going to get these damage. But if it gets damaged, oh no, it got damaged. Now I have to, now get hit by the ship. Oh no, I'm losing health. And it's a pretty fun, so.
That's cool. What about you, Joy? Do you feel like you're in the cockpit, or do you feel like you're commanding this group of fighters to try and take over your opponent?
I feel like I'm like commanding the ships to do stuff.
Nice.
Like there are little robots. Like the size of a baby. They're like little robots inside the ships that I can contact from my headset. And it's like I can contact them and I can tell them what to do. But cool. I can only contact a certain number of ships at a time. And I can only contact 3 ships. Or I can have the ships that don't have the factions that just give you coins. I think that it's actually bringing you the coins to buy these. I feel like it's kind of like I'm renting the ship and then they go away, but then I can rent them again.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yeah. But I can only contact a certain number of ships at a time. Mm-hmm. I can only contact 3 of them. I feel like once I buy them, I feel like I rent them and then my rent is over after my turn is over and I discard them all. And then I rent new ships. And when they come back, I've rented them again.
Makes
and
sense.
So on and so on. But yeah, it just feels like it. And it just feels like I'm just sitting there saying, okay, I'm going to spend my coins to do this. And sometimes I actually almost touch it like I'm touching keys and like commanding it. And then I stop myself because I'm like, it's a game. It's not like an actual keyboard. You can mess up the game. But I still think it's fun to imagine that.
Cool. Joy. Faith said one of her favorite cards was the Mothership, and Joy or Hope loves Blob World. Do you have a favorite card?
Not really.
You like all kinds of cards?
Yeah, but I really like the Ram, another green card. It's like the evolved form of a little alien. If you match it with another green card, it gives them 1 damage. But just in regular, it gives them 2 damage.
Nice.
So if you match it with another green card while you're playing that, it gives them 3 damage along with the other card.
Cool. No, I love that. Okay. Well, we have had some excitement with this game. And so let's talk about how we feel about it. So, Faith, we will start with you. Do you give this game 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb up, a sideways thumb, 1 thumb down, or 2 thumbs down?
1 thumb up.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else about that?
Because it's a really good starting deck building game, but being older, I would definitely say Lorcana is better.
Interesting.
But yeah, Lorcana is like an upgrade.
You go from like a contained deck building game all the way up to a full trading card game. That's very different. But yeah, I hear what you're saying about you want to have a little bit more of complexity, right?
Yeah. It would be a great game. It's super great. Everything all the way down to how simple it is. And then I'm like, well, then it's not really my favorite, but it's a really good game. I love it.
Okay.
And if you have younger kids, it's a pretty good game as well. So.
What do you think, Joy?
But if you're older, then yeah.
I give this game a 2 thumbs up. I was really excited when Mom and Dad brought it home from Gen Con, a gaming convention that they went to. And it was super fun when I first played it, that night after, it was a super fun game for me. I really loved it, and ever since I've been playing it. The first two times, actually the very first time we played, I actually won.
Yeah,
the very
cool.
first time.
All right, Hope, what about you? What do you give this game?
It's a really good game. 2 thumbs up.
You give it 2 thumbs up?
Yeah.
All right. For what this game is, I will also say 2 thumbs up. I think if you have a kid that is looking to get into the hobby of gaming, or if you want to teach about deck building itself, this is a great game to get started on. And I love that there's still some challenge. There's lots of different combos to put together, and it's really well done. It is by far and above my favorite in this quote-unquote my first games series that the hobby is doing. It's very well done. It's very well designed as far as an idea of removing the words aspect, but still keeping simple iconography so that even a 5-year-old can play it really well. I know it's rated for age 7+, but I think that Hope took to it really quickly. You might want to have a parent that plays on their team for the first couple of tries. But then after that, they, like I said, Hope has been just diving right in, trying to learn her own strategies and things like that. So
yeah, really good for beginners.
I agree. Joy and Faith, do you have any final thoughts?
No. As I said, yes, I do. It's really good for beginners, even for 7-year-olds or like kids that are trying to get like you're trying to teach kids how to do games. Like, they play one game, even this game would be perfect for that kid's second game to learn. It's a really good game.
I agree. And I know that Faith only gave it 1 thumb up, which is still a good endorsement. But I do think there's a lot of kids, even at that 8, 9, 10 range, that will get a lot of interest in this. And just because, and Faith, obviously, like, that's totally fine that you feel the way that you do about it. Because we all like games differently.
It's just one of those games that was like, all right for me, and
no, I totally get it, Faith. That totally makes sense. And you know, you've been exposed to a lot of games already, and so it makes sense that you might be interested in something a little bit more complex. But I know there's a lot of people out there that haven't necessarily been exposed to as many games as you have, and so this might be a good fit.
Well, yeah, because I basically grew up with games.
That's very true. All right. Well, I want to thank you girls for being here today, and thank you to all of our listeners for also being here. If you have questions or comments or feedback or thoughts about this game, I would love to hear from you. All of our links are in the description. Please reach out to us. 5-star reviews, subscribing your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. All of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Very special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art, to Anna Snyder who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chistolin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as we head over to the 2-top table, where Anna and I look at games that they are 1-player games, but they suggest that you could play them at 2. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Doodles.